Jenny Swarbrick, Women's Team Manager, big thank you for joining us. Hard lines today. Blimey, what a performance that was. So unlucky not to get anything out of that game.
Gutted.
Yeah?
Absolutely gutted. I've just spoken to the players and said how gutted we were that, well, I think some refereeing decisions today can be questioned, and that's the difference. But also we had two other good chances in the first half that just hit the target.
Yeah.
And Ella knows that, and we've had a chat, and unfortunately she didn't manage to create anything in the second half, because we talked about third time lucky, keep going, being resilient with it and it'll come. We did take our foot off the gas in the second half a little bit going forward. But there's a lot of positives to take from it. I took a risk today with some of the players in the starting 11 and making a lot of changes with some youngsters, but I thought they did us proud. And they've been some good signings on transfer deadline day, which was good. So a lot of positives to take from it. But I've also said today was a free hit. Top of the league versus bottom of the league, and we've took them to 2-1.
Yeah.
Down to refereeing decisions. So I'm really proud of them today, and but we've now got three games, and we've got to get something from all three games to avoid relegation.
I'm not going to get you into any trouble, Janet. I say this to Neil all the time, don't I? Mirroring myself here. The referee decisions in question, there was a handball in the first half, I think, for Middlesbrough's goal.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a strong handball shout in the second half for FC United, yeah, which the referee doesn't give. They're the referee decisions you're talking about. Plus, there's a few contentious decisions I've seen as well, which is given. But yeah, aside from that, you talked about the new signings. Gordon, Settle, Guy, McCaffrey. I mean, we only saw her a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
They have added something to this squad that was so good going forward at times, especially in that first half.
Yeah, they have, and we've got Sasha to come in there as well, and we've also signed Ellie Jones from Everton on loan as well, and other places. There's another two to come in yet, which again will continue to add the quality that we're looking for. They're good, young, vibrant, energetic players that have got a good footballing background and well thought of back at their clubs as well, and I'm thankful to the clubs for loaning them out and seeing the opportunity that's here at FC. Again, it shows how far we've come in terms of not just what's on the pitch, but how hard we're working off the pitch and the training ground to create the right environment for players to come in, and clubs to send players in on loan and trust us.
Yeah.
And I know some of their staff have been here today from both of the respective clubs to be able to watch their players and see our setup, and I think that just speaks volumes. But yeah, the youngsters have done us proud today. They've come in, they've slotted in, they've not been fazed by anything, and they've given it all their best. So.
And the other thing we have to mention as well is, I have to talk about our defence. 18 corners we've had to endure and defend today. We're giving player of the match to Bickett. They've been under the cosh a lot this afternoon. Obviously, there's been, you know, some scrambles, some saves, but we've kept it to 2-1 against the team who have scored plenty of goals this season.
Yeah, we'll take that positive in terms of we kept it down. I spoke to them at half time. Gave them the plan, and then I wrote on the board, right, your challenge now, like you would do at training, is you've got to go out and score two and concede none.
Yeah.
Well, we conceded none in the second half. We'll say that was a positive, but we didn't get the two. In terms of the corners, you won't believe it that I actually had that as a focus for the game, is to not give away as many corners as what we're doing.
There was a series,
get your foot around it, hook it, and it goes for a throw-in, and we're still giving away corners, and it's frustrating. I can't do that for them, and they've got to learn, and the importance of doing it. You can't do it over and over and over again. But with these players, you know, they're fantastic. They work hard. They give it absolutely everything. They're great people. They've stuck by me and the club through this very difficult season. And if we've just got to keep conceding corners and having to deal with them in headers, then I'll take that.
It's good practice, anyway.
For everything else that they bring to the club. So
Leeds are next on Thursday.
Tasty game.
Can we put in a performance like this?
Yeah, of course we can. Of course we can. We've had a few weeks now of good performances, and I think the Chorley game was a mishap where we just weren't at the races and we just got completely outplayed by a team that we shouldn't be getting outplayed by. But when our backs have been against the wall, that is when we're at our best. So we've played top of the league today, 2-1, and it's down to very fine margins, let's just call it that. We played last week against Barnsley, who were competing for the league title, and we only went up there with a very slim, thin squad because of situations. with very little on the bench to be able to rotate and change. Elsie was even on the bench last week just to give us the numbers. And they played so well. The backs against a wall and the character comes out, and they just ran out of legs. Went to Norton and we absolutely matched them and was winning right to the end. But again, same issue, not being able to travel with as many players, and it causes us tired legs and we concede late on. But when the back's against the wall with this team, yeah, they come out fighting and they show really good character and drive and determination and resilience, and I can see that, you know, we'll give it our absolute all with these next three games and see if we can get something from it.
And obviously Leeds at home, Doncaster away, finishing things off with Hull. If we get anything out of the Leeds game, we're going to have to take a whole squad to the Doncaster game, aren't we?
Everything.
We've got to throw everything at this now.
Nothing will drop. No matter what happens, we will not drop the way that we do things and our standards. It will still continue that way, and I'll still keep driving standards, because this club, that's what this club deserves, is for us to do that. So we'll keep going, and we'll take it one game at a time, and, you know, yeah, let's stay focused now on Leeds, which will be tough, and it will be a feisty game, we know that, yeah. But we'll give it everything.
And last, basically a call to arms, really. Get yourself down there to Broadhurst Park on Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little bit quieter than usual today, but I think that was because it was...
cold.
And Easter Sunday as well, yeah. Which, you know, but it would be really good to see as many fans in on Thursday as possible against Leeds. Big, big game. We know that when we played them away for a period of time, again, we matched them, but they were physically... very streetwise, let's just say that, and it taught our players a few things, some of our youngsters a few things, but again, we've got some quality now in this team, and I think we could really take it to lead, you know, so we'll see.
Well, Jenny Swarbrick, brilliant performances today, unlucky not to get anything out of it, but we go again for Leeds United on Thursday. We'll catch up then, and yep. Big thank you for joining us, and have a good
thank
week.
Thank you, thanks Ben, cheers, thanks
take
Bob.
Care.